Glad to have you aboard live on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South right out of Nashville, Tennessee, coming to you tonight on Sunday, June the 24th, the year 2007. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great message for you. Part two of the series that we've started on the Sabbath day. Now, why a rest day? Does the Bible indicate why is our purpose? Is it spiritually structured for the spiritual benefit of man? Well, of course, if you look at the fourth commandment and the Ten Commandments, and the Bible says if a man says he loves Yahweh and he won't keep his commandments, he's a liar and the truth ain't in him. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes people that are dedicated and purposed in life to achieve the goals of pleasing the Father. Seek not to please yourself. Turn from the world and the things of the world. He that loves the world, the love of the Father, is not in him. Did you know that in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 34, that Simeon blessed the little baby, the Messiah, Yahushua in a flesh body, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Now, in Luke 4:16, the Bible said, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue and read from the scriptures on the Sabbath. Well, we know that the Sabbath is based on the principle of God's structured commandments. If a man seeks to please Yahweh, and the Bible said if he strives to enter in, and the Bible promotes the idea that you should to strive to enter in the straight gate, for straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. What does it mean, Pastor Buddy, that there shall be a sign of those that would speak against the doctrine of the Messiah? Well, did he teach the seventh day? Of course he did. Did he practice it? Of course he did. So then, we're going to show you that the Sabbath was the sign, and that other people seek other things or other alternative ways or days. Remember in Daniel 7:25, where it said that they shall think to change times, and the great Gregorian change, the deceptional change, as they put a man-made identified calendar to hang on the wall and develop a system that is plumb out of line with the scriptures. Now, the plumb line. We're going to go back to the plumb line. You got to plumb it to the line. As I said, a good carpenter will plumb the line. He won't build out of square. And so the old saying is true, be there or be square. If you're not present on the day of the appointments, then you're counted as one of those that is speaking against the sign that Yahweh made. Now, let's go over to the book of Exodus in the scriptures for just a moment. I'm going to read, if you will, that you could look at this scripture in the 31st chapter of the book of Exodus and the 13th verse, for those of you who have taken notes, on the signs. Now remember, a sign to be spoken against would produce in its opposite a sign that would be spoken for. Now, which side are you on? The Bible said, choose this day. You're either on the sign of or the sign against. All those that are on a sign against are those that would seek out another day, another way, or another time instead of the sign that the Creator left to hang upon His sons and daughters as an original. Now, if you want signs, and the Bible said an evil and an adulterous generation, as it says in Mark 8:11, that the Pharisees came and began to question Him, seeking a sign from heaven and tempting Him. What sign was they wanting? Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, you know that they're going to speak against the sign that He stood for. And we're going to give you those days that they begin to speak against. Now, in the Gregorian calendar, it's got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's not a monthly beginning of time. Did you know that the Bible advocates to keep within the month, that is structured four Sabbaths within the month? Then it comes back and structures the holy days. We're going to get into those, and they do. The amazing thing about the lunar Sabbath that I love so much, that it's structured within, without changing one day, that the festivals always begins on a lunar Sabbath and ends on a high lunar Sabbath. Beginning and end, high lunar Sabbath. We're going to explain that to you, and we're going to prove that the seventh day is identifiable, and you shouldn't need any more information after tonight. If we do our job, and the Bible said, how can you hear without a preacher, and how can he preach except to be sent? I want you to know that you got to be on time every time to meet the Father on His conditions. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the world has set signs against the sign of Yahweh's Sabbath. Notice here in 31:13, thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, and you may know, that you may know, that I am Yahweh that doth sanctify you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what does that mean? Well, plain. I am going to give you a sign through your generations, throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh. Oh, my. Did you know that keeping Yahweh's commandments will bring the revelation of who He really is? And did you know that not many people know Him? They don't even know His name, let alone know Him. They just worship some type of a God, a creature that is being created to set up in heaven on a throne or in the throne room, and they believe that there's three sitting up there, and all of them are in accordance. In other words, three separate but inseparable beings sitting there. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not so. There's not but one God. And the devil believes that, and he trembles. Among the gods, there is only one God. Their God is not like our God. Our God is mighty to pulling down the strongholds of those that would build walls of indifference and set signs and times and reset or change or alter or take from or add to the covenant command of what the Bible teaches, if I speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Exodus 31:13. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, my Sabbaths, not Sabbath. Ladies and gentlemen, that means that there's more than one Sabbath, meaning that there's several Sabbaths within the monthly structure with the festivals that coordinate. Oh, my. It's interlocked so perfect that only the time creator that made time, that placed his secret times within times, and that man would devy into this and change the times and seasons to get you out of balance or off the time gates or out of the relationship of appearing before him. Now, listen to this one. 31:17. It is a sign, continuing, it is a sign. Remember now that there would be a sign that would be spoken against. Well, what sign do you think it was? Because Christ alluded to the fact that when they wanted a sign in heaven, he said, you'll speak against the sign I give you, but you'll fix a sign that will become famous through the world and hang on every wall through a calendar system that is false, illegal, biblically, spiritually unjustifiable through the word. And I've offered to debate anybody would come on and debate the Sabbath with me and its days and its appointed times, and that the Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, the scriptures, and we can bring 70 plus, ladies and gentlemen, right off the top of my head, in many places that would be too numerous to bring, about the Sabbath and its time gates and how it's applied, and bring you biblical application, which is what we intend to do as we cover the Sabbath and its holy days within the structure of the monthly system of blowing the trumpet. Now, you heard me come on with the shofar tonight. That's the trumpet that it was talking about, the shofar. Blow the shofar. My. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the shofar is one of those things that would get your attention? Listen to it as we blow it. This is the shofar that it's talking about. Blow the shofar. We blow the shofar. It's a time announcement that a new month is beginning to birth. And it's all regulated to the heavens, the signs of the heavens. Now remember, there will be a sign spoken against by the so-called or the false prophets or those that seek to bring in a new time system and corrupt the world, and I gave it to you last Sunday night, that they have even invented. Oh my, it takes more faith. Ladies and gentlemen, this is blind faith. It's actually ignorant faith to believe that you go back in time, as much as time has been interrupted and disrupted and corrupted by the lying pen of the scribes that we've alluded to in many references, that you should beware of them, for people to hang a calendar and say that they know exactly what day time began 6,000 years ago in biblical application, and all those days have been perfectly kept and there's been no corruption. Oh, my. Oh, my. Including the illegal, ungodly corruption of man's imaginary dateline so that they can divide times. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's what Daniel 7:25 is talking about. Here it says, the sign between me and the children of Israel will be forever, for in 6 days... Did you know that you have to work 6 days to keep the Sabbath? Yahweh made the heaven and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested. Now, what time did he rest? What day was it? Can we go to the scripture and prove in a sitting of a framework timepiece? Can we prove what day of the week or the month? Because they coordinate to the same. There's no difference between the month days of the Sabbath and the weekdays, because you only have 4 weeks within the process of your lunar application, and then the 6 working days matches identical without any disruption. All the harmony of the scriptures is actually birthed into our minds through the living word, as he practiced the Sabbath, gave it to us in his written form, and said, prove all things. You know, I happen to be friends with a brother in Georgia that's perhaps one of the premier experts in the Sabbath. He and I have spent literally days and weeks and months on end together communicating with these scriptural contexts. We spent many hours together in refreshing the times of proving the Sabbath. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says to prove all things. Let's go to Exodus 13:9. Let me lay a little bit more groundwork of the gestalt of my foundational process as I birth into your minds the days for you to keep. I'm going to prove what day it is. Now, if I prove by the scriptures what day the seventh day is, then you could get online. You see, if you get in step with time, Yahweh's time, you'll not get out of step until the Gregorian comes in to disrupt the step. And if you heed the ways of the heathen and learn their ways and practice their ways by casting the truth of Yahweh's true times to the ground, you ain't going to prosper. And that's simple spiritual mathematics. By the numbers, you shall know them by their fruits. 13:9. And the Sabbath shall be for a sign unto thee upon thine hand. That means whatever your hand is a hold of to do, it ceases on the seventh day. Oh my, but Pastor Buddy, that's on Saturday, isn't it? You see, the stupid sheep sitting in these bell boxes and the seventh-day advocators of the Gregorian calendar, they talk about the whore church. Being the whore, the Seventh-day Adventists are the strongest people that battle the whore of Rome. Oh my, they wrote thousands of books and they spent thousands of hours condemning her. But she hung a calendar on their wall that they keep. And they justify the Gregorian because they say it's the seventh day. They have to take the whore church's word for it. And to trust them and to condemn them one side of their mouth in one place and yet agree with her in the other, and the whores laughing all the way to the bank with the souls of the corruption of those that they deceived, even giving the world a false name. It's bad enough to be duped about the times, let alone to be duped with a name that the whore brought in to cause everybody to worship and to wonder at it and receive the number of that name. Oh, my. Exodus 13:9. It shall be a Sabbath for a sign, and the evil generation seeks one. But you see, something evil means that you seek something other than the sign that Yahweh give you, seeking to change or to go along with that which has been promoted through popularity, tradition, or corruption, or miscommunication of the word. You see, the serpents will get in. Sunday is the Sabbath, Pastor Buddy. We got that all figured out. It's the first day of the week. That's when the apostles come together to break bread on the first day of the week. How ignorant, how stupid. Of course they did. They waited until the Sabbath had ended to break bread, not meaning that they worshipped by breaking bread on Sunday, and that they had rested on Saturday. That's another Gregorian lie that they stick into the mind of humanity all over the world, the time, the governments, the system, man-made calendar. All over the world, they have adopted the times of the Gregorian whore. And if you will, pardon my French here, the gory whore. And the word Gregorian comes from the fact of the 13th century that Pope Gregory modified the calendar that is hanging on your wall and invented an imaginary system of timekeeping and threw out the shofar. Don't even celebrate the new moon festivals. They don't even mark it by the beginning of the time. They ignore it. They cast it out. And oh my, how ignorant, how unthankful, and how unholy. 13 and 9, Exodus, mark it in your Bible. Take a look at it. It shall be for a sign upon thine hand, and for a memorial between your eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the hand is your support system. It ceases to support itself to gain or to do servile work. Within the realms of a possibility, if you can't keep it for some reason because you're working on a Gregorian system, pray. Seek Yahweh. Don't panic. Stay steady in the stream. And the Bible said, if there be a willing mind, it becomes acceptable, and Yahweh will provide a way for you to escape the temptation of the evil signs that you're commanded or obligated or persuaded to keep. Oh my, look at 13 and 9. What a wonderful verse of scripture. It shall be for a sign upon thine hand and for a memorial between your eyes. In other words, you look for the Sabbath. You wait for it. That Yahweh's law may be in thy mouth. And with a strong hand, Yahweh brought you out of Egypt, and that brings us within the context of this scripture, Isaiah 66:19. I'll read you a couple more verses in the 66th chapter at the end, hopefully, that I can get all this in. I will set a sign among them. Now, this is in the 19th. I will set a sign among them. What is this sign? People that are identified as Sabbath keepers, the rest keepers, by proving, we're willing to debate this, ladies and gentlemen, me and Brother Arnold, we have gone to these churches and places and literally, openly debated them on these subjects. And we refuse nobody. I mean, we will, honestly, debate anybody on any subject with any time other than a lunar Sabbath and prove by the Bible. Now, if you want to use your own inventions, that means that mine could be just as good as yours or perhaps better. The Gregorians has made a system that has been incredibly popular all over the earth, and yet we have exceptions to that by the splinter groups. And, of course, the lunar-keeping people would be considered the lunatics in the whole mix. Oh, my. A lunatic. In other words, you're watching for the time ticking of the moon. And that's exactly what I am, a lunatic. I watch for the ticks of the moon to show itself within the confines of the heavens where the signs are placed. And Yahweh said to look up for the signs in the heavens. And ladies and gentlemen, there's not a better timepiece on the list that I know of or on the agenda of timekeeping devices other than that which is according to the hand where he in Genesis 1:14, as I said, last Sunday night, he placed them in her for sign seasons and for festivals, for blowing the shofar and the trumpet in Zion. Oh my, I will set a sign among them. I will send those that escape unto the nations of Tarshish, Pool, Lud, the draw, the bow, the tubal, the javan, the isles are far off that have not heard of my fame, neither have they seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Oh my, that's people that are waking up in the last days to the timekeeper who set the times on his own conditions and those who are willing to sacrifice to meet it. Jeremiah 44:29. This shall be a sign unto you that I will punish those that do not know and obey my words. This shall be a sign among you. Ezekiel 20:12. Oh my, gets better. Moreover, I gave them my Sabbaths. Not Sabbath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that doth sanctify. Now, what does sanctifying mean? That means you come legal. Become legal. Become clean. Become unjudged. Become worthy to stand before him on the signs of his times. Exodus 20:20. This is the very scripture right here that I just read, Exodus 20:12 through Exodus 20:20, that opened my mind up to the great, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. I know this is the one, because when I read this, there was something that opened up in my understanding. A spiritual calling unfolded, and Yahweh said himself, as he spoke to me in prophetic utterance, as I was fasting and praying on the altar that very day, I shall give you a new phase for the last days. And little did I know that his true original Sabbath and Sabbaths and festivals and feast days and the journey that I was to begin on, little did I know exactly what he meant by a new phase for the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a calling in my life, anointed, purposed in a direction that I know in whom I've believed. Hallow my Sabbaths. Exodus 20:20. They shall be a sign between me and you, and you will know that I am Yahweh your Elohim, your mighty one, your eternal. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know how wonderful that the times of the signs of the days when Yahweh has chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we could seek his rest, that we could seek his purpose and have his direction to know the signs of the time. Well, I'm down at the bottom of that. I'm going to stop and pause right here, and I'm going to play you a song that I truly love.
Who can be against us? Who can separate us from his mighty hand? Yah be for us. Who can be against us? We can win the battle if for Yah we stand. Why is it that we can find in your glory?
be against us. With him, one is a majority. You know that it's a lonesome walk with a few on a straight gate and a narrow way. But I guarantee you one thing. If you will love him, if you will purpose your life in him, if you will reach out to the things that Yahweh has given you and take a hold of them and walk in, you'll find rest for your soul. Now, let me prove to you the seventh day. Now, remember, I told you that the seventh day is looked at in certain aspects as the eighth day. We know that they circumcised on the eighth day, which was the Sabbath, in John 7, 23 through 25. The Messiah. This is the sign, ladies and gentlemen. Circumcision was a sign, and the Sabbath was a sign. Both of them were to be spoken against. Now, let me show you something here. In Exodus 13 and 6, read it for yourself. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day there shall be a feast to Yahweh. 7 unleavened days of bread shall be eaten for 7 days. Notice it says the feast is in the seventh day. Now that's when it starts. Now what time is that? That's on the 15th day of the month. That is the second Sabbath within the month. Now you blow the shofar on the new moon, as Psalm says, as Numbers 29:1 says. And so these festivals coordinate and interlock with the weekly Sabbaths. Isn't it amazing? The most perfect design time on the planet. The only thing is, man complains about the moon as it waits, as it tarries. In Acts 17 and 2, Paul tarried 3 days. Not 3 weeks, as most people think, that he was there for 3 Saturdays or 3 Sundays. Ladies and gentlemen, he was there for 3 dark moon days, waiting on the moon to change so that he could go on about his business. Now, remember, you work 6 days, but you rest on that Sabbath day. And on the new moon, oh, yes, in Amos chapter 8, verse 5, they complained about that system, a sign that will be spoken against. Most people don't even keep the new moon, let alone the Sabbaths. They laugh at it. You lunatic, what's wrong with you, Pastor Buddy? Well, I'm honored to be labeled a lunatic, somebody that uses the lunar applications of the time gates to keep time, because it's proven, it's the only system that can be proven that is not man-made. This is ordained, designed, and the Word supports no other way. If you come up with another system, it's your own system, or out of the 23rd chapter of your imagination. And ladies and gentlemen, there ain't no 23rd chapter in the final book of the book of Revelations. It ends in 22. 7 days. Notice it says that the seventh day is the feast day, and the feast day is on the 15th day. Now, it's the seventh day. Well, now, if you keep a new moon and then you work 6 days, then you keep the first quarter, which is your first Sabbath within the month. Then if you work another 6 days after the end of the first quarter, you come to the full moon. Perfect unison of mathematical application by the signs in the heavens that were given for that very purpose. Seventh day is the feast. It's called Shag in the Bible, C-H-A-G. It's referring to the seventh day of the second week in the month. Notice, the seventh day. If you look at the word, and the Strong's definition, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to look it up, is Strong's number 2282. It means a festival. Shag, that's the word that they use there. a solemn assembly. Solemn, meaning that it was the high day of the first day of unleavened bread. Remember, Passover's on the 14th. But at the going down of the sun, as time began for the next day, and we can prove that too, ladies and gentlemen, how these victims of other time systems are those that would use signs to speak against the signs that Yahweh left on the word. I'm so glad that there's a record. I'm honored to stand up and be called a lunatic, a timekeeper through the moon, the lunar phases. I am honored to know that my Bible and my Creator has justified my faith through the word, and the Bible said to prove all things. In the seventh day shall be a feast or a gathering. Unleavened bread shall be eaten within these 7 days, beginning on the 15th, and you eat bread for 7 days. It ends on the 22nd. So 1, 8, 15, and 22 and 29 are your days. 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29. No exception. Regulated by the time gates of Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1 and 2. Oh, my. Now, if you look at Numbers 28, 16, and 17, it's almost identical to Exodus 13 and 6, which is what I gave you there. If you take the word shag, which means a set date, feast, bread shall be eaten, and in the seventh day there shall be a feast, a shag, to Yahweh, unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, identical almost to the wording that is given in there. And ladies and gentlemen, if you look at Psalms 81, 3 and 6, blow ye the trumpet in the new moon on the time appointed of a solemn feast day. That's the day you blow it, on the solemn feast day. They blew it again. Now, I just gave you the sound of the shofar. Oh, my, what a sound. As Israel come to attention of the beginning of the 15th day, which was a holy sanctified day, no servile work. It's a festival day, and yet it's the seventh day. And if you use that system to work six more days, you see no other system applies. And anybody else with another system need not to apply and appear before him on these polluted times to offer up strange fire, as Korah and his band did. The Bible says that you will work 6 days, but on the seventh day it's the Sabbath of Yahweh. In it thou shalt do no work. And remember, this is the 15th day. The 15th day. Why? Because that's the day that Yahweh has given for you to know the times and the season, proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's there. Let's go to Deuteronomy 16:4. Let me give you a few more verses of scriptures. If you will examine and read Deuteronomy 16:4, you'll see that the Passover is eaten on the first day of unleavened bread, followed by six more days of unleavened bread. Now, this is through the festival of Passover, and otherwise you'd be working if it wasn't, because you keep the same seventh day on the 15th, the full moon. On any other day of the month, other than those who are commanded to be solemn high feast days. And of course, this is giving you the fellowship of the seventh day on the 15th day of months, which would be the second Sabbath, or the second seventh day within that, with six working days between. Marvelous mathematical arithmetic. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the sign that will be spoken against. And these preachers run on the radio that will gladly, gleefully, mockingly speak evil of Yahweh's ways, Yahweh's people, and Yahweh's time gates. But let me assure you, that laughing will turn to mourning. And that mourning will turn to sorrow. And that sorrow will turn to death for everything that defies his timekeeping gates and fails to obey his word shall be destroyed, and that without remedy. It's eaten on the first day. Now, if it's eaten on the first day, which is the 15th day, which is the seventh day, do your arithmetic, ladies and gentlemen. That's all you got to do. This system is the only perfected mathematical system of synchronicity. Know how it synchronizes itself into a perfect way of a sign that will be spoken against. Straight is the way. Narrow is the time gates of Ezekiel 46. And the Bible says, from the new moon to the Sabbath. Most people cast out the moon, put in a Gregorian calendar or some other imaginary system or some other man-made unbiblical. No wonder they dare not to come on the radio and debate it. No wonder they won't show their face. Because they're lying prophets that have believed the lie of the sign of the Pharisees that were set against Yahweh and his sign days. Notice this. Eating on the first day, then you eat it six more days, and then you have the seventh day. And that is the 22nd, the same as in the Feast of Tabernacles, because it teaches that in the morning, after they ate the Passover with unleavened bread, they went to their tents, and then six more days of unleavened bread was kept. And on the seventh day, which is the 22nd, they had a solemn assembly. And the seventh day is the 15th day, as it is in Exodus 13 and 6. My, what a revelation. But it's so simple. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, yeah, but it's so contrary to the way I was brought up. Of course it is. For well, the people that love tradition reject Yahweh's commandments and despise his signs. But did you know that the sign better be in your hand? It better be between your eyes. In other words, your mind better be on this, and your hand better be supported, and your hand better cease from servile labor. If you're capable and able to, if not, work toward that end. I know brothers that now that are working to get out of the Babylonian system. Daniel had to work in the system because he was in bondage. You can come out if you've got a will in mind and you pray and ask Yahweh as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego kept the laws of Yahweh and turn not from the laws that Yahweh had instituted to obey the laws that the king had tried to supersede or override or change. And old Nebuchadnezzar got him a lesson down in the pasture land with the beast of the field. And ladies and gentlemen, you ought to really know who he was living with, and you'd really know the rest of the story. Now, let me show you something here. As we go back to, and I'm going to close with the last scripture that I'm going to give you in the book of Isaiah chapter 66. And we're going to look at a passage. Remember now, I read you in Isaiah 66, and I promised you that I would come back to Isaiah 66. I read you the 19th verse of Isaiah, where that he promised that he would come to the Gentiles, and that the Gentiles scattered abroad, in other words, the Hebrews among the Gentiles is what he was referring to, that he would bring back the appointments of the holy times into the sons of Israel as they work toward perfection of salvation. Now, it's in the last chapter, verse 22. For as the new heaven and the new earth, which I will make. Now, we're looking for a new heaven and a new earth. Now, what about the time system of that new heaven and new earth? Well, out goes all of the other theories. They can't bring their theories in there. But you don't have to change a thing if you're a lunatic. You can just keep on ticking with the appointments of the new moon and the Sabbaths. Don't have to change a thing. So if you will get it right here, it's evident that you will be accepted there. If you will perform it here, it's accepted that you will perform it there. If you will obey it here, you are going to obey the time gates of the new earth and the new heavens. Oh my, I can't wait. Looking forward to the day that we're going to go up. And I will make the seed and your name remain. That's the eternal beings. Your seed and your name will remain. Oh my. Verse 23. And it shall come to pass. Now this is the new kingdom. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready to go? Have you practiced? Have you strived to enter in at the straight gate that you might be found worthy to be accepted into the new heaven and the new earth? Where it's going to be cleansed of all the wickedness, cleansed of all man-made inventions and time machines that they have ignorantly and foolishly in defiance of the sign of Yahweh, which is the seventh-day Sabbath, that I proved to you. It shall come to pass that from one new moon, there it is, ladies and gentlemen, read it. You're going to have to observe the new moon. From one new moon to another. That's a monthly time count. Not a weekly Gregorian 6 day or 7 day. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't even know what day it is because they don't observe Yahweh's time. They've changed it, manufactured another way, called it a 7 day week. You see, they had to get something that was similar to Yahweh's way so they could corrupt it and deceive the very elect. From one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another. Now, if you begin with a new moon, you work 6 days, you're going to keep the 8th day. Oh, my. Which is actually the 7th day because you work 6 days between the Sabbaths, or between the new moon, which is a Sabbath, an unworking day, a holy day, thrown out and cast aside by the Gregorian and anybody else that doesn't keep this system. Laugh at the lunatic if you want to. This lunatic's going to be glad to be there. And I'll be watching for the new moon in the new kingdom while they watch those that they have deceived, beat up on them, and gnash on them with their teeth. I hope and pray that these false prophets, that these souls that have been deceived, that go to hell and burn and roast, that they find them in the darkness and that they gnash on them with their teeth to an unending pain of torture because they deceive them, the simple turned in into darkness. From one new moon and from one Sabbath to the other. Ladies and gentlemen, now, verse 24, I want to close with this verse. And they shall go forth, they shall go forth, they, who's they? The ones that were found worthy, the timekeeping, correct timekeepers, the sign keepers of the holy Sabbath. If a man loves him, he'll keep his commandment. From one new moon, they'll watch for that new moon in the new kingdom. Well, they don't watch down here, Pastor Buddy. Well, if you watch, you're going to have no problem watching in the new kingdom. Because they're going to be watching for the new moon. That time, Yahweh's supreme, superior time system will then be connected to the time gates of Ezekiel 46. Nothing changes, ladies and gentlemen. Everything, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's nothing changed. You've just been deceived all your life. Turn from your wicked ways. Walk in, walk in, walk into the new moon Sabbaths. And then begin your time count and work 6 days after the new moon Sabbath. Work 6 days. You'll come to the first quarter of the moon. Cease from work. That's the seventh day. Cease from work. Then you keep the six more working days. And you'll come to the full moon. And on the festival, that's when Passover and Tabernacles both begins. And it's called the seventh day. To begin your festival, solemn assembly, in the seventh day. Oh my, can I make it any plainer? But for those who have transgressed, those who would not hear, those that would not heed the sign, their worm shall not die. There it is. Their worm, meaning that man is nothing but a worm. These fleshly prophets of corrupt mind mock and make fun of Yahweh's ways and days. Neither shall their fire be quenched. They shall be abhorred unto all the flesh. That means that everything that is there that they have deceived will gnash on them with their teeth. And there shall be weeping, ladies and gentlemen. There shall be weeping. Oh my. In Psalms 81:3. Through verse 6, blow the trumpet in a new moon in the time appointed of our solemn feast day. 15th day, ladies and gentlemen. For this is a statute for Israel and a law unto Yahweh of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, that when he went out of the land of Egypt, when he heard a language that he understood not, Yahweh said, I removed his shoulder from the burden, and his hands were delivered from the pots. Oh, my. There's rest coming. If you'll keep the rest here, you'll keep it there. If you'll keep his holy days here, you'll keep them there. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get out of here. The old time clock on the wall has caught me, and my time is already come and gone. But I want you to know that Yahweh is a blessing to all those who love him, and those that keep his commandments. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh is coming in a day that they think not, in a time of the great battle of Armageddon. I'm going to play you the song on the battlefield as I go off. After I give you my address and telephone number, you can write me. That's Pastor Buddy. If you'd like to have this series on the Sabbath, right for the series of the signs. This particular CD is on the signs. Ask for it by writing Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight at area code 423-626-2172. And that's area code 423-626-2172. I just hope that the streaming internet connection to WWCR tonight on program 3 is up and running. And for you that are listening on the streaming internet around the world on WWCR 5070, I hope and trust that you're getting a clear signal. And I hope that where you're listening on your shortwave tuners that we're coming in tonight, where you live, and that I have found a place of grace and love and trust in your heart, that I have delivered to you the message that Yahweh has laid upon my heart. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. Or you can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. the zip, 37824. Now, my sponsor, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Give him a call tomorrow between the business hours of 9 to 5. Place an order for Miracle 2 or Vitamir Toothpaste. Help us out by supporting Dr. Gary there in the great state of Mississippi. Give him a call down there, 1-877-289-7439, toll free. That's Dr. Gary down in the great state of Mississippi and Louisiana. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old clock on the wall, like I say, it's caught up with me here tonight, but I've enjoyed being with you tonight on the signs of the holy days. Keep them here, and you'll enjoy them there. Break them here, and you'll be broken in the fire that burns with fire and brimstone. You will be tormented in the darkness and the despair. And if you've been deceived by the lion pen of the scribes and the false prophets that are enjoying their pleasure leisures, you're upon the earth with many, as opposed to the few that would keep Yahweh's new moons and his Sabbath. Well, I'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR around the world on 5070, the transmitting jewel of the South. It's the envy of the shortwave. Ladies and gentlemen, she's the first class jewel that shines from the Southland out of Nashville, Tennessee. I'll see you next Sunday night with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy on WWCR 5070. This time on the battlefield.